Jerry Bader Show, 1035. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I do want to get to a couple of other things in this half hour. So if you want to get in on this right now. And the fact maybe the phones aren't ringing off the hook is part of the problem. I don't think anybody knows how to be outraged anymore. Back when Laugh-In was canceled in January of 1973, Rona Martin's Laugh-In, Dan Rowan says something, it's hard to be irreverent. When there's nothing left to revere. And when there's nothing left to revere, there's nothing left to respect. Have we just come to expect this type of behavior where that which created complete shock and outrage? We're going to read her email in just a second. That people have just come to expect this. And part of it, of course, is because the mainstream media won't go after a Democrat. And let's face it, public outrage, to a large extent, is fueled by hearing about something day after day after day after day after day. But that's not to say, even though the mainstream media will protect him, that's not to say that the conservative media, talk radio, Fox News, the conservative blogosphere, isn't getting that out there. Republicans continue to be, now look, Daryl Issa is going after this, and I understand that. But you did not have the initial reaction nationally of shock and outrage that you did when Nixon's magical 18 and a half minutes disappeared. Now, there were other elements to Watergate, I understand that, but there have been a lot of elements to this scandal. And I am frustrated. I've asked two questions of you. Do you buy the story that these things legitimately disappeared? And two, is it time to start talking about going after the president of the United States? So far, I have no calls. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, which I guess answers the question, doesn't it? Nothing surprises them anymore. It's comparable to when there's nothing left to revere, there's also nothing left to respect. And I guess that's the case. I'm going to read this email. I'm a financial advisor, and the SEC FINRA rules require my emails to be backed up. I keep a copy of my emails on my hard drive. I keep a copy on a separate backup drive. In addition, my broker-dealer keeps a backup copy as part of their requirements, and I would guess that my email provider keeps a copy somewhere too, and probably the NSA too. It is complete BS that they say they can't retrieve her emails from any source. Really? We need to start throwing people in jail, starting with Lerner, the IT techs, and everyone else involved in this. A little time behind bars, and someone's going to start talking. Well, we'll see what Republicans do when the IRS chief gets dragged before them on Friday. A lot of my interest in current events was formed, that's another point. All of Lerner's emails were sent somewhere, subpoena destination recipients' emails. Now, that's a lot more work, obviously, than having them in the central location. My interest in current events was formed by the Watergate hearings. My parents, big liberals, hung on every word. I understand the world has changed, and you know, were this a Republican president, it would be getting the Watergate treatment because the media's template for covering this stuff was also, like my interest in current events, born in Watergate. And you investigate and probe and repeat and report ad nauseum Republican scandals and not Democrat scandals. But still, is there no tipping point anymore? Mike on a cell. Mike, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry, I just wanted to weigh in on this whole email thing. You know, it doesn't matter if her laptop was run over with a steamroller. You know, emails are stored on servers. And it, especially if they send them to multiple people, those are still available out there somewhere. You know, this is just, it's stupidity. And the American people, if they believe this stuff, are just as stupid. You know, it's just, this is insane. You know, we don't even have anybody in the Republican Party that'll go after these people.
Well, Daryl Issa is, but my God, I mean, Mike, it just doesn't even seem like the conservative base is as outraged as they should be. I feel like we've just accepted this to an extent that we're not surprised by it anymore.
Well, yeah, that's the whole problem with our country. Nobody cares anymore, you know, and they just vote with their feelings and not with their head.
But yet somehow the media manages to get outraged when it's a Republican and not when it's a Democrat. To Jim in Green Bay. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry. You know, part of using the IRS to attack your political enemies was what they accused Richard Nixon of to start with.
Yep.
The next thing is, this is baloney. And what you may never get these emails back, but it's time to start the call for abolishing the IRS because this institution is too corrupt. It just, if this is the way they're going to operate, we can't tolerate this anymore in this country, and they need to hammer this every day. Anybody who's in favor of a flat tax or a fair tax or whatever, it's time to start calling for the elimination of the IRS.
What's amazing to me, Jim, is the left doesn't realize how dangerous this is because this time it's not pointed at them. So if it's not pointed at them, then they're not afraid of it. Then they don't have a problem with it. It could easily be turned on them again, and yet they and the media yawn because it's their guy, and after all, he was going after conservatives anyway.
Well, see, they can join forces and deal with this if it's ever done against them. The media will rise up like unbelievable because basically they're an arm of the Democrat Party right now, the major media. And it's just horrible what's going on in this country, and people better get outraged. But you just don't see it happening anymore.
No, you don't. You don't. I'm telling. Now again, I understand the Watergate thing built, but so did this scandal. But at every turn, the media went along with the administration's narrative that it wasn't that big a deal. This is Rush Limbaugh coined this phrase. They're the anti Woodward Bernstein now. They're the reverse. They work as diligently as Woodward and Bernstein did to bring down a presidency. Now they work that hard to save one. Greg in Green Bay. Greg, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I'm part of the conservative base, and I hesitate to put a lot of energy into getting angry over this, and here's why. If you are a conservative in this country, you have come to realize over the last couple of decades that this fairy tale you were told in grade school of checks and balances is just that. It's a myth. There are no checks and balances if you're a conservative because checks and balances only exist if they can be used. And I would argue, when is the last time a judge was impeached? When is the last time, you know, anyone stopped any other form of government? As a conservative, you look at it and you realize quickly, those guys, the judicial, legislative, and executive, they are all on the same team, and they've got each other's backs when the chips are down. You know, I'll go to the health care law. Where were the checks and balances there? You know, Roberts rolled, and they're all on the same team. And so we get all lathered up and upset over something which is a legitimate issue, and then they circle the wagons up there, Republicans, Democrats, all of them, and they march on and run us over. Why should we get excited about it anymore?
So just give up then, and they get away with everything.
There's one check. The only check is if we as an American people figure this out and go to the ballot box. Until then, there are checks and balances on certain Republicans when they're in office. There are none on liberals.
See, that's the prop. That's the thing, is the media would be getting all lathered up were the shoe on the other foot. And that's very frustrating. Larry in Green Bay. Larry, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. I see, you know, there's so many similarities between the NWTC email you're talking about this morning and what's going on in Congress. I mean, the Republicans, no wonder the people are apathetic, because the Republicans don't do what they should be doing. When it comes to the NWTC email, unless a Republican files suit, nothing's going to happen. It won't be newsworthy. And this, and the same thing in Lois Lerner. What are the Republican leadership doing to put pressure on her? You know, and you've got Holder as you know, the Attorney General. I mean, you know, this is why people are apathetic, because Republicans don't do a darn thing about these issues.
Well, and I guess maybe that's the real, and I'm railing against that as well. By the way, getting a lot of emails from people who have inside information on dealing with this type of thing who are not believing the story at all. Let's just read that last one we got from a friend. Jerry, as you know, I have firsthand experience with these types of investigations and their relation to email. It is utter poppycock to pretend these emails are lost forever. Nothing of the sort is even possible unless there was a very specific forensic campaign to cleanse the record of these emails, in which case there are a lot more illegal acts being undertaken. Also, during the grand jury hearings I was involved in, it became very clear that most, if not all, high-level government officials routinely blind CC their government emails to a private email account for their own CYA purposes. You know what CYA is, right? This way, they have a copy should they ever need to clear their name or prove that an exchange took place and the other party claimed it had not. They need to subpoena all of Lois Lerner's private email/computer accounts, as well as BC's. They likely exist there, too. Don't know if all of that's accurate, but it is... no, it doesn't stand for cut your assets. No, that's not what CYA stands for. You're close there on that last word, though. All right, we'll get to a couple of other things. We have to do a giveaway yet. Actually, we have the honor of doing a giveaway. Let's do that in 3 minutes, and then I'll get to one other thing. It's 10:48.
The Jerry Bader Show.